Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Upset, anger, because it didn't make a lot of sense.
A power problem causes a commuter nightmare. BART riders stuck in the Transbay tube for more than an hour. This morning, an update on BART service across the Bay Area. A violent week in Oakland capped off with an FBI investigation. A Brinks truck targeted in broad daylight and an innocent bystander shot. And after a brief dip, gas prices are once again surging in California. The explanation and what to expect moving forward. Good morning and thanks for starting your day with us. Today is Saturday, September 24th. I'm Max Darrow. Devin is off today. Let's start with a quick check of our weather with First Alert meteorologist Darren Peck. Darren, good morning.
Good morning, Max. It's going to be a warm one today. In fact, this is the warmest day of the seven-day forecast. We've been under a bit of a warming trend over the last few days, you probably noticed. But today is the day when it's going to top out with numbers in the mid-90s for many of our inland spots. Temperatures are great out there now, typical to be down in the mid-50s. It's a cool 56 in Livermore. But if we look at the daytime highs for today, that number on the left is for Concord. It'll be in the mid-90s there. And then you can see San Jose, San Mateo, and San Francisco all lined up in terms of where we're going. But you can pick out a few more numbers on here. Oakland's 84, Livermore's 94. I'll show you how the numbers cool down after this in the complete First Alert forecast. For now, Max, back to you.
Thank you, Darren. This morning, BART service is back to normal after major disruptions for most of Friday. An electrical problem shut down a segment of the track in the Transbay Tube, leaving a San Francisco-bound train stuck. As KPIX 5's Andrea Nakano reports, this led to quite an ordeal for the passengers on board.
This was the scene inside the disabled BART train just after 7 Friday morning. About a couple hundred people in the dark for an hour and a half, many frightened and frustrated.
Upset, anger, because it didn't make a lot of sense, but you know, who knows, it's BART, you know, it happens every once in a while.
So it's things that we can't control, so once that happens, you know, I was, you know, anxiety and all that stuff. I was pacing back and forth, you know, cussing up a storm in my head and everything. But the BART operators, you know, they did a great job as far as calming us down and everything.
BART had trains running on a single track inside the tube throughout the day, causing a ripple effect. Only 34 trains in service out of the usual 55, shutting down the red and green lines. Platforms were packed, and some of the passengers that were able to get on board faced delays of 30 minutes.
There's a lot of disruptions on this train network. It happens a lot of the time.
It's scary and doesn't make me want to not ride BART, but it certainly doesn't make me, you know, excited about it.
BART says Friday's issue was an electrical problem and not a mechanical one that caused a service disruption on Sunday. Spokesperson Jim Allison says a portion of the track that failed was last updated in 2015.
We'll be going back and, you know, looking at everything that took place this morning. And we certainly understand that many people had an unpleasant and uncomfortable experience.
The train that got stuck eventually went back to Oakland. BART says this all started when an electrical overcurrent caused a circuit breaker to trip offline. Trains were finally able to use both of the tube's tracks again just before 11 o'clock last night. The FBI is teaming up with Oakland police to investigate a deadly shooting during an attempted robbery of a Brinks armored truck. It happened outside of an auto parts shop at 44th and International. One person was killed. Two others were hurt, a Brinks employee and a bystander. We're told they're expected to be okay. This marks Oakland's 92nd homicide of the year and the fifth homicide this week.
It's been a tough week in the city of Oakland. We obviously have seen several homicides this week. We ask the community to continue to bring forth information to help us solve these crimes.
Police have not said if the person who died was a suspect yet, but they are looking for a possible suspect vehicle. A white car with several people inside. Oakland police are also warning people to keep their guard up at ATMs. Over the past month, they tell us they've seen an uptick in robbers targeting ATM customers. It usually happens right after they complete their transaction. Well, if you feel like your go-to gas station has gotten more expensive, you're not alone. Gas prices are going up once again in the Bay Area, and many consumers are starting to take notice.
59.17. Oh, quite a bit more.
Marilyn Park estimates she just paid about $10 more to fill up her tank on Friday than she did a month ago. She says gas prices seem to be going up quickly.
They went up since yesterday by a lot. A station I normally would go to in San Mateo that's really cheap was $5.19 yesterday. Today it was closed, but their sign said $5.49.
And some gas stations are even back in the $6 range.
Did you think we were past this point?
I was hoping.
Here's what the average cost for a gallon of regular gas looks like in San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, San Rafael, and Vallejo. Between $5.55 and $5.83 a gallon. Here's what it looked like a month ago. Between $5.27 and $5.51 a gallon.
I wish they'd go back down.
So does Israel Andrade.
It's too much.
Right now, this is a supply and demand story.
John Traynor is a spokesperson for AAA. He says there are numerous factors at play near and far that are likely affecting gas prices.
One, we have a potential hurricane coming in. Whenever hurricane season comes in, that can have an effect on the oil industry and prices tend to go up. At the same time, in California, we have what's called oil refinery turnaround season. So now is the time when oil refineries are taken offline for maintenance and for inspection. The same time as that's happening, other refineries have had unexpected maintenance, and that means supply is just not keeping up with demand.
Park hopes prices stabilize, or even better yet, reverse soon.
It makes me think twice before I drive out of the way.
Right now, the average price for a gallon of regular gas here in California is about $2 more than the national average. Wall Street ended a dismal week with another day of steep losses. On Friday, the Dow fell 486 points to close at its lowest point since 2020. The S&P also closed at its lowest level of the year, and the NASDAQ was down almost 200 points. The drop comes on the heels of some dire projections on unemployment for next year. Analysts say between 1 and 2 million Americans could face layoffs. Fed Chair Jerome Powell acknowledged that the decision to hike interest rates could be a factor. And we'll likely get a better idea of the condition of the economy when the next monthly jobs report comes out. That'll happen in early October. New numbers show the impact of the pandemic on American businesses. According to Harvard's Economic Tracker, there are now more than 37% fewer businesses open in the United States compared to January of 2020. And here in California, it is even worse, where there are 39% fewer businesses. But that's not the case for one barbershop in San Francisco's Mission District. It not only survived, but found a way to grow despite the challenges and heartbreak. KPIX5's Ryan Yamamoto has the story.
Armed with a pair of clippers, Chad Gabriel goes to work, determined to find the perfect shape.
Also the persona to make sure that the haircut fits their style.
And along with working as a barber,
stay inside, Lucci.
He is also a dog dad to Lucci, the French bulldog, who could care less about hair and would rather just watch the world walk by. And what if you could step into the past?
Bringing back a lot of memories.
This is what you would see 4 years ago when his journey took place through this door. Where inside this empty room, he became a barber and a first-time business owner.
A little emotional?
Feels good. I feel like I've made peace with this place.
Finding peace with both the good times and tough times.
You had to shut down for a little bit, right?
We had to shut down for 7 months.
But instead of failure, he learned how to survive. He learned how to grow.
I didn't want to dwell too much on the fact that there were setbacks due to the pandemic. All I wanted to do was progress forward.
Fast forward to present day, and you're now looking at his brand new barbershop he calls Steel and Strand. It sits in the Mission District and is three times larger than the first.
A few of my friends couldn't even survive the pandemic and were forced to shut down their businesses, so to be able to expand during a pandemic, it's amazing.
Amazing, just like the haircuts.
Andy, how you like it?
It's perfect. Exactly how I wanted it.
Just like how Chad Gabriel continues to shape his own future, even Lucci, patiently, can't wait to see what the world brings next. In San Francisco, Ryan Yamamoto, KPIX 5.
Hundreds of students and their supporters took a global climate strike to Bay Area streets. Chopper 5 flew over an anti-coal demonstration in Oakland yesterday. Take a look at the crowd there. The young activists call themselves Youth Versus Apocalypse, and they come from all over the Bay Area.
We are unstoppable.
A better world is possible.
A similar climate strike happened on the peninsula at Palo Alto City Hall, where a mix of students and other concerned citizens demanded that elected officials take decisive action to fight the ongoing effects of climate change.
What I hope is that they understand how important this is to us, and it motivates them to take the urgent actions.
And I really hope that people understand that when we say take us seriously, we mean it.
Good news from the fire lines up in the Sierra. The mosquito fire is now 60% contained. It's burned at least 78 buildings in Placer and El Dorado counties, and it has scorched an area of more than twice the size of Oakland.